to top that off then this week, Cora Staunton, she launched her book Game Changer on Thursday night. And, you know, that's breaking down boundaries as well. Have you read any of the articles or any of the releases?
And yeah, really excited, you know, to read the book. I have been reading a few of the extracts. She has definitely gained the publicity, but will it open the door for other people or other female athletes to possibly go down the same direction and hopefully? But, you know, you look at it, it comes down to money, I suppose, if the book's successful. The publishing company may be interested in approaching other people. You look at other books that have come before this in regards to the Lady Football Relentless, with a fantastic read. Mary White also wrote that. Really inspirational, based on the Cork Lady Footballers. I suppose I loved it personally because of the humility and the humbleness and the respect of others that the Cork girls showed, and how much they achieved as a team. I mean, it really was an incredible read. So I suppose, will we get the same in this book from Cora? You know, will it be as inspirational for young girls to read, and will it get the right messages across? And I think if it does, then there's definitely opportunities there for other female athletes to do the same. I suppose part of the book that have been released this week, and she discussed on the Late Late Show last night around puberty, and brought it up were the areas addressing her sexuality that she felt the need to talk about this. She said that she found homosexuality very difficult to understand as a young person being from rural Ireland. But now she no longer worried about what people might assume. She felt it important to address this as a straight woman for any young girls growing up who might be struggling in any area of their life, as she herself found this difficult. I personally, I suppose, find this a bit, I felt there was a bit of a mixed message, and I think she had the opportunity to maybe address it in a better manner. I just felt that it actually sent a mixed message to young girls who might be struggling in any area, because she felt that she would have loved to be able to go to socialise with gay friends and gay bars, but as she goes there, she feels the rumour mill will go into overdrive, so they all go to straight bars. I just find this very mixed, that, you know, it's basically saying, so what she's not saying is, we shouldn't care about what people say. Even though I'm not gay, it would be perfectly acceptable if I was, and don't be afraid. But the message I got was, well, I don't go to gay bars with my friends in case somebody thinks I'm gay, or in case a rumour gets out that I'm gay. So for me, it kind of sends out a negative message to any young person who might be struggling. But, you know, on that, I suppose she went through other interesting topics this week. You know, there was a bit of insight into, she looked at her own way she plays on the pitch and how she deals with her teammates. So it's really interesting, and I think there will be a lot of great stories that come out of it. So hopefully it's a success, and hopefully it'll pave the way for other people to do the same.